Phoenix Audio presents
Taming the Office Tiger by Barbara Hemphill. Part 1, Getting Centered. Chapter 1, First Things First, Organizing Your Thoughts. Now, do you recognize this scene? You sit down one morning determined to find your desk under that pile of papers. You pick up the first piece of paper and think of a number of reasons why you can't deal with it today. You pick up another piece. No, I don't think so. You check your voicemail messages, taking notes as you go. The other phone line rings. You take more notes. You switch your attention to your email messages. More notes. Before you know it, the stack of papers on the left side of your desk has crept to the right side. You've got a pile of note papers sitting in front of you, and today's email messages are still loitering in your electronic inbox. Glancing at the clock then, you realize you've got a meeting, but don't know what conference room it's in or where your notes are. There's just too much of everything, and your morning's off to a very tough start. We are bombarded with information, much of it on paper. Even though we're now solidly in the computer age, the promise of a paperless office has fallen flat. It's still paper, paper everywhere. So how come you can never find something to write on? Every event in your work life, from finding a job to retiring, produces paper. Modern office equipment like copiers and printers turns people into quick print outlets, and office junk mail, that deluge of unwanted solicitations for supplies, seminars, professional publications, and so on, is a perennial problem. We add to it when we tap into an online computer service and print out reams of information and correspondence. Sure, some is directed specifically to us and some is related to work, but much of it isn't.